No exceptional circumstances whatsoever, whether a state of war or a threat of war, internal political instability, or any other public emergency, may be invoked as a justification of torture. This, according to Article 2 of the United Nations Convention on Torture, which has been ratified by nearly two-thirds of the world's nations.
Unfortunately, however, torture is still a reality in today's world, even in nation-states that have signed this convention. Sylvie Boucare du Pontoil is president of FIACAT, the International Federation of Action by Christians Against Torture, who spoke to us on behalf of the victims of torture.
It's very important that there is a change in the American administration. It's true, but I think the things are bad, are still bad, because the spirit, the way that we think now, is different from 10 years ago. The American brought the idea that we could do some mistreatment if there are some people who threaten our societies. And this is like a sort of a door which is open now. So I think to cut off this idea, to say clearly to everyone that torture, no, never, nowhere, to no person, to anybody.